Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the May City Council for Monday, March 18, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'd like to begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Neil Snyder from St. Peter Lutheran Church, after which will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Scott Summers. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
For caring enough to invoke God's presence as you deliberate. Secondly, I represent the Lutheran tradition of the Christian faith, and the Lutheran Church understands civil servants to be God's servants to promote justice and peace among society. I thank you for being God's servants, whether you know it or not. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for instituting government to preserve order in society. We pray for this dimension of government here in Mesa and for your servants serving this city. Open the eyes of all in the council to see themselves as your representatives to promote the general welfare of the populace. Give them all a special heart for the poor and the oppressed who cannot get political favors. Save them all from temptations to favor the wealthy, the powerful, and the famous. While you use these servants for the duration of their terms, make us always conscious that here we have no lasting city, but await that eternal city where peace and justice reign, and you are recognized by all as Lord and God, and there receive perpetual worship. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda. Tonight, the consent agenda will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Community Foundation, two-day charitable event, Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th, 845 South Crismon Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Military Assistance Mission, one-day charitable event, Saturday, May 25th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for 99 Cent Store, 1120 South Country Club Drive. Item 4A, act on contract for additional telephones and hardware for the Citywide Telephone System Replacement Unified Communications Project. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase server licenses to upgrade the Police Department's Laboratory Information Management System, funding from an Arizona Criminal Justice Commission Full Service Crime Lab Grant. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one replacement motorcycle for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase additional replacement dual-band, two-way portable and mobile radios and accessories for the Fire and Medical Services Department. This purchase will be funded by the Assistance to Firefighter Grant and through a budgeted city match from the Capital General Fund, including reimbursement by the Apache Junction Fire District. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase replacement carpet at two locations as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4F, act on two-year renewal of term contract for deceased animal collection services for the Neighborhood Outreach Animal Control Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase replacement medium-duty truck with an aerial bucket device and utility body for the Transportation Department. This purchase will be funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4H, act on three-year term contract for preformed thermoplastic pavement marking materials for the Transportation Department. Item 4I, Act on Contract for Chicago Cubs Spring Training Facility and Riverview Site Development, Riverview Park Package. Funding's available in the 2012 Parks Bond, the Fiscal Year 12-13 General Fund Capital, and the Fiscal Year 12-13 Cubs Stadium Bond Program. Item 4J, Act on Contract to Purchase 4 new submersible pad-mounted transformers for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is fully funded by electric utility bonds. Item 5A, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Florence for the sharing of radio communication sites and facilities. Item 5B, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Apache Junction Fire District, the Town of Queen Creek Fire Department, and FEMA to accept grant funds with a required applicant's match to help fund regional ground survival training along with purchase of equipment and training supplies. Item 5C, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute a development agreement for city share reimbursement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds for the Eastmark Phase 1 Residential Development, 5014 South Signal Butte Road. Item 5D, Act on Resolution to extinguish all drainage easements in the final plat of Crismon Commons East. Item 5E, Act on Resolution extinguishing 3 temporary retention easements at 2850 South Country Club Drive. Item 5F, Act on Resolution amending the 26th Supplemental Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of City of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Refunding Bonds to provide flexibility regarding the payment dates to be made into the bond fund for the refunding bonds. Item 5G, Act on Resolution to continue negotiations to acquire certain property along the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension, Sycamore Light Rail Station to Country Club Drive along Main Street, and if necessary to avoid construction delays, authorizing and directing staff that fee title, easements, or other interest in and possession of real property be acquired by the City of Mesa through eminent domain as a matter of public necessity. Item 5H, Act on Resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of a purchase agreement, trust agreement, continuing disclosure certificate, obligation purchase contract, and approval and an official statement. Also, approving the sale and proportionate interest of excise tax revenue obligation series 2013, authorizing related documents, and declaring an emergency. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding A12-08, annexing land located north of the northeast corner of Brown and Crismon Roads. This was initiated by the property owners. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-10, the 1200 through 1300 blocks of North Crismon Road, located north of Brown Road on the east side of Crismon, a rezone to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-11, the 1200 through 1300 blocks of North Crismon Road, located north of Brown Road on the east side of Crismon Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. And item 7A, Act on Contract for Broadway Road Improvements, Sossaman Road to Haas Road. Funding is available in the 2008 Streets Bond Authorization and the 2010 Wastewater Bond Authorization. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the City Council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from this consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on our agenda is items from citizen present. We have one request to speak this evening, Mr. Peter O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley, you have 3 minutes, and appreciate you coming in to speak. The one thing is that because this is an item for citizen present and not on the agenda, the City Council can't respond to anything you say, but if you have questions or whatever, we'll be more than willing to direct you to a staff who can certainly talk to you afterwards, okay? Thank you, sir. Please go.
Peter O'Malley, I live at 321 North Higley Road in Mesa. Mesa has launched itself into a program of mischief associated with its urban planning department. Doesn't it seem like about 10 years ago you'd never heard of smart growth or sustainability or high-density urban mixed-use development, and now everything seems to include these concepts? Is it just a coincidence that most town and most counties and all 50 states and even most nations in the world would be changing their land use policies, planning policies, in order to conform to conform to what? Well, the what is Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21 for Sustainable Development, which is being implemented worldwide as we speak. The goal of Agenda 21 is to inventory and control all land, water, materials, minerals, animals, information, human beings on the planet, inventory and control the earth. United Nations 21 is a blueprint for a so-called sustainable world. Just for background, it was introduced in 1992 at the UN Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Since then, it's been adopted by 200 counties and almost 1,000 towns, and it's been modified and updated by environmental summits ever since. Tempe and Chandler are members, and Mesa was listed on the official website until an associate started asking questions, then the city's name mysteriously disappeared. The philosophy behind Agenda 21, sustainable development, is the notion that our environmental problems are the number one crisis we face, and these problems are caused by human activity. Therefore, according to Agenda 21, human activity needs to be tightly monitored, regulated, and controlled for the greater good. Individual liberties and freedoms must be sacrificed for the good of the planet. Our friend Al Gore says that smart growth, which is a code word for urban planning, smart growth supposedly corrects these problems. So let's take a look at smart growth as it relates to the city of Mesa. Smart growth is the idea that humans need to be restricted to lands within the urban growth boundaries of the city. We don't want cities to grow horizontally anymore. We want them to grow vertically. The push is for people to get off the land, become more dependent, come into the cities, get out of their private homes and into condos, out of their private cars and onto bikes. You see, with no suburbs, no large homes, no automobiles, 50% of the United States can be reverted back to the wild, and our entire population will live in these areas of smart growth. Mayor Smith, city council members, aren't Americans able to make their own, develop their own policies? Should we rely on the United Nations, an organization packed with vicious dictatorships, totally antithetical to the very idea of freedom? Should we rely on them to run our country? Why is smart growth and sustainable development cornerstones in the future of the city of Mesa?
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley. Appreciate it. Okay. I have a motion to adjourn, Councilman Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.